And that's been my motto, and it was when I told Linda, who it was called, said, well, I've always said, well, I can't do as well as somebody else, but I'll do my best. So that's what I told. I remember it just as well. I'll try. And so there was a little, what did they call it? Where was dancing? Minuet? Is there such a word as that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and he was one of the boys that they called in to help out with this play. So somebody, I didn't know he had his eyes on me. And somebody needed something at their house. This was a play. And they said, come on, go with me, Chess, and I did. But she was by, I love it, you know. And we just started going together. So it was we didn't have a rose of time like a lot of new people do now, but we lived through it. And it was good, I guess.
So how long did you date before you got married?
Oh, too long. Too long, because he was going to have all this money when we married. So he didn't get it. And so I was teaching at Crabapple Sea, and I told him, I said, we either going to get married or we're going to quit. Stop dating. And that's what we did, because I wasn't going back home.
Oh, that's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got married, did you get married at a church or where did you get married?
I'm ashamed to tell you. At a Justice of Peace.
That's where I got married.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've always regretted it.
Going to not having a wedding? Yeah.
No, not that I didn't, but all of the rest of my family. And why? Of course, we were, the principal, this Justice of Peace was the husband of my principal at school.
Oh, yeah.
So we just did it. But we did
at his house?
Huh?
At his house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just one, a couple just was with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any money to do any better. So.
My mother and daddy were married to Justice. I think that was really common then.
Well, it was common then.
You didn't have big, elaborate weddings.
No, they didn't. Nobody, but my sisters went to a preacher that was a preacher at our church, which I wish I'd have done. I don't know why, but a lot of people, you know, renewed the vows by having the preacher.
Well, they say that people who get married by the Justice of the Peace stay together the longest, that they have the happiest marriages.
Really?
I've had several people tell me that, so.
How long have you been married?
Let's see, I got married when I was in school, and it's been, that'll be my second year anniversary this Christmas.
Second.
Mm-hmm. So I was just finishing up grad school then, and my husband was in school, and we were in Michigan. Because I went to grad school in Michigan, so we
How'd you meet him?
In school.
In school. Well, it...
So see, maybe it's a good thing.
Well, I guess so. Well, we lived together, let's see, 56 years.
Wow.
56.
Now, was he a barber then when you married?
Uh-huh. He was a barber. Barbered a half a day. A week up at Crabapple at first, and then later on he barbered different places. Then he had a shop of his own, and that's what he wanted. But then he had trouble with his eyes, and people are cruel a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were working with him